Lesson 20. A Nation of Immigrants. Touring Ellis Island. Lisa and her friend Susie are from Omaha, Nebraska, and are visiting New York for the first time. After spending a few days sightseeing in Manhattan, they decided to take the ferry across New York Harbor to tour Ellis Island. As the tour group arrives on the island, they are greeted by one of the park rangers.
Welcome to Ellis Island National Monument. Before we begin our tour of the main building of the museum, I have to tell you about the park regulations. No eating, drinking, smoking, or chewing gum is allowed in the museum or exhibit areas. For those of you who would like to tour the park on your own, we have audio tapes available in English, French, German, Italian, and Spanish at the information booth.
What do you think? Should we tour the island on our own?
No, I'd like to follow the park ranger. It's more fun, don't you think?
I guess you're right.
Ladies, are you with us?
Yes, wait up. We're coming.
Ellis Island was originally known to Native Americans as Kiosk, or Gull Island. It was purchased by colonist governors from the Native Americans on July 12, 1630, in exchange for some goods. During the 1700s, the island was used as a base for oyster fishing and a place to execute state criminals by hanging. About the time of the Revolution, the island was purchased by Samuel Ellis. In the early 1800s, the Ellis family agreed to sell the island to the city of New York for $10,000. As millions of immigrants arrived in New York Harbor throughout the 19th century, officials decided they needed a better way to control the immigration process, and the island was designated as an immigration station on April 11th, 1890.
Someone told me that immigrants were not allowed to get off the arriving ships until they were examined by medical inspectors.
That's correct. Ships were anchored in the quarantine area outside the lower bay of New York Harbor. All passengers except U.S. citizens were inspected for contagious diseases. Few cabin-class passengers were marked to be sent to Ellis Island for more complete examinations. Steerage passengers, however, were all sent to the island where a doctor quickly examined their face, hair, neck, and hands. 2 out of every 10 immigrants were detained for further medical inspection. An X was marked on the immigrant's right shoulder if the doctors suspected mental defects, while an X was marked on the left shoulder if they perceived a physical deformity or disease. And if a definite symptom was detected, immigrants were marked with an X with a circle around it.
That sounds awful. How long did these people have to wait on the island?
It all depended on the speed at which they were processed. Sometimes it would take a few days. A marked immigrant would undergo additional examinations and would most certainly be deported. Children who were 12 or older were sent back to Europe alone. Children younger than that had to be accompanied by a parent. Many families were forced to split up and decide who would go back and who would stay. If you take a look at this timetable here, it shows you the number of immigrants arriving on the island each day. It also shows where these immigrants were originally from.
Check this out, Lisa. In 1905, of 100,000 cabin passengers arriving in New York, only 3,000 had to go through the island for additional examinations. In the same year, 800,000 steerage passengers were examined on the island.
These pictures are so depressing. I can't stop thinking about what it must have been like. How disenchanting it must have been.
But you also have to think about the many immigrants who survived and made something of themselves. This chart here shows you a list of Ellis Island immigrants who became famous.
Khalil Gibran, the author of The Prophet, is on this list. Wow.
And on this side, you can look for people related to you. Let's see. Who wants to volunteer?
I do.
What's your last name?
Mackenzie.
That's a Scottish name, isn't it?
Sure is.
Well, let's look it up on this chart. As you can see, there are several Mackenzies who came in at different times.
Neat. Maybe we should try to trace your ancestors.
You can if you want. At the end of this visit, we'll tell you how to trace your ancestors and find out if any came through the island. In the meantime, let's proceed to the theater. We're going to watch a 30-minute film called Island of Hopes, Island of Tears, in which you will hear the accounts of several people who pulled up their roots and came to the United States in search of their dreams. Welcome to Ellis Island National Monument. Before we begin our tour of the main building of the museum, I have to tell you about the park regulations. No eating, drinking, smoking. Or chewing gum is allowed in the museum. Or exhibit areas. For those of you who would like to tour the park on your own, we have audio tapes available in English, French, German, Italian, and Spanish at the information booth.
What do you think? Should we tour the island on our own?
No, I'd like to follow the park ranger. It's more fun, don't you think?
I guess you're right.
Ladies, are you with us?
Yes, wait up. We're coming.
Ellis Island was originally known to Native Americans as Kiosk, or Gull Island. It was purchased by colonist governors from the Native Americans on July 12, 1630, in exchange for some goods. During the 1700s, the island was used as a base for oyster fishing. And a place to execute state criminals by hanging. About the time of the Revolution, the island was purchased by Samuel Ellis. In the early 1800s, the Ellis family agreed to sell the island to the city of New York for $10,000. As millions of immigrants arrived in New York Harbor throughout the 19th century, officials decided they needed a better way to control the immigration process. And the island was designated as an immigration station on April 11th, 1890.
Someone told me that immigrants were not allowed to get off the arriving ships until they were examined by medical inspectors.
That's correct. Ships were anchored in the quarantine area outside the lower bay of New York Harbor. All passengers except U.S. citizens were inspected for contagious diseases. Few cabin class passengers were marked to be sent to Ellis Island for more complete examinations. Steerage passengers, however, were all sent to the island where a doctor quickly examined their face hair, neck, and hands. Two out of every 10 immigrants were detained for further medical inspection. An X was marked on the immigrant's right shoulder. If the doctors suspected mental defects. While an X was marked on the left shoulder, if they perceived a physical deformity or disease. And if a definite symptom was detected, immigrants were marked with an X with a circle around it.
That sounds awful. How long did these people have to wait on the island?
It all depended on the speed at which they were processed. Sometimes it would take a few days. A marked immigrant would undergo additional examinations and would most certainly be deported. Children who were 12 or older were sent back to Europe alone. Children younger than that had to be accompanied by a parent. Many families were forced to split up. And decide who would go back and who would stay. If you take a look at this timetable here, it shows you the number of immigrants arriving on the island each day. It also shows where these immigrants were originally from.
Check this out, Lisa. In 1905, of 100,000 cabin passengers arriving in New York, 3,000 had to go through the island for additional examinations. In the same year, 800,000 steerage passengers were examined on the island.
These pictures are so depressing. I can't stop thinking about what it must have been like. How disenchanting it must have been.
But you also have to think about the many immigrants who survived. And made something of themselves. This chart here shows you a list of Ellis Island immigrants who became famous.
Khalil Gibran, the author of The Prophet, is on this list. Wow.
And on this side, you can look for people related to you. Let's see. Who wants to volunteer?
I do.
What's your last name?
Mackenzie.
That's a Scottish name, isn't it?
Sure is.
Well, let's look it up on this chart. As you can see, there are several Mackenzies who came in at different times.
Neat. Maybe we should try to trace your ancestors.
You can if you want. At the end of this visit, we'll tell you how to trace your ancestors. And find out if any came through the island. In the meantime, let's proceed to the theater. We're going to watch a 30-minute film called Island of Hopes, Island of Tears. In which you will hear the accounts of several people who pulled up their roots and came to the United States. In search of their dreams.